Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, real quick, before you do the show, let's make sure that we got the tape thing going.
Oh, in your face, Dan.
Let's make sure the motherfucker tapes this week so we don't all of a sudden get done with the show and, oh, motherfucker didn't tape.
No, we did that stuff before the show.
Like last week. So go over there.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to shut the fuck up.
I've already checked, you fucking cunt.
I'm going to pitch.
Hey,
make sure
I know
the
this
motherfucker
music.
Says it.
You know what music?
It's got to record.
Shut up, Perry.
You know this music, dude?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, I'm Don Barris.
I'm Paul.
And I'm, of course, the best, the baddest, Scary fucking Perry.
Oh, words right in there. Right,
you're
in
too good of a mood, Perry.
Well, you need that. Yeah.
All right, if you've never heard our podcast before, we're the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat. After 7 years, we finally got our own podcast on AIDS Broadcasting. Well, after some disagreements with them, we took off and we started our own podcast network. This is the jewel of it all. We're the show that talks about pop culture
and you know what else?
Yeah, what else, Mole? Wait a minute. Let's see if Perry knows.
Good food.
What else? Pop culture and what else?
Good food.
All right. I've got very limited patience.
Pop culture.
For you today. And what?
Fuck. Oh, where's my brain right now?
OOPL, man.
What's that?
Come on, man.
OOPL.
Come on.
Our own personal lives.
There you go.
Our own personal lives.
There you go. About time.
Durr. Can I make a remark?
What's happening?
People are making remarks about the Big Three reality show.
Yes.
Is that for real or?
Is it for real? Yes, it is for real.
You mean
killer
for reality?
But you know what? We've got to get you on board.
I'm on board.
Okay, I'm just telling you this. There's people that have been talking to us about putting a reality show together. Nice.
Great.
Everything's perfect with that. It'd be the best reality show on television. Why?
Exactly.
Because what we do is reality. And what we do that I think I'm more proud of than anything I've ever done, because we're the first and only podcast to talk about pop culture and our own personal lives.
Hey, can I interrupt for 1 second?
Shoot.
And just tell you what I got going on?
What do you got going on?
The what the huck got here earlier. Really, really... pretty baked, and so I'm just chowing a lot of Thai food.
Yeah, well,
right,
okay,
now.
I don't want Perry having any because he's a pig. You can have as much as you
what?
Want. Well, you're kind of an animal. Since we are talking about what the huck, let's talk a little bit more about it. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's what the huck.
Here in West.
That's 323-654-7952. And here's the deal. Here's what I find funny. People say to me all the time, is what the huck real? Is what the huck real? Yeah. We're eating ghost food right now.
We are?
No, we're not. No.
Oh, man.
That pad thai you're eating right now is real food, and it's some of the best in the entire West Hollywood area.
And you know their chicken satay is the best chicken satay, and any other chicken satay, if you eat any other chicken satay that's not what the huck chicken satay, you should take the chicken satay stick and stick it in your eye.
Okay, that I don't think that's...
That is the official endorsement from the Big Three Podcast to stick your chicken satay stick in your eye if your chicken satay is not from what the...
Why are you saying?
Confused.
And let's see how many people blind themselves before they learn their lesson. Thank you.
Okay, Maul, that's a very nice thing to say about what the huck. But I think that more than anything, instead of like having eye damage, why don't you push the number 323-654-7952. What's the number?
323-654-7952.
In Spanish.
323-654-7952.
It sounded English, but do you speak any Spanish at all? Would you know how that goes?
Poquito.
Tres.
Tres.
Six. Cinco.
Seis.
Says. Okay, you try to do it. Try and say it in Spanish.
Kedihuk. Kedihuk. Donde está? Kedihuk in West Hollywood. Tres, dos, tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro. Siete, nueve. Cinco, dos.
That number again is what, Perry?
Get up.
323-654-7952.
Mucho gusto, Talan.
Cucaracha la bomba, señorita la polo loco. Ah, cucaracha. Shakira.
Para la primera en Thai cuisine.
Time out. This is America. We speak English here. Oh, 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 oh.
You know what?
Te odio, te
2012, I think Mo's going to go Espanole.
Are you really?
See.
Why would you do that, just out of curiosity?
Mucho gusto.
What does that mean?
Muy bien.
I'm somewhat confused.
More pussy.
Oh.
Okay, you know, you were mentioning something, what people are saying on the internet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What were you saying again?
About the new reality show.
Yeah, people are loving that, but here's the deal. People are afraid of you because it goes back to your suing. And
the
everyone's
suing
a little afraid.
Thing
but
happened years ago.
Okay, you're right. Hey,
years ago, and it's over with.
Right. People are afraid to put a reality show because they're afraid that you're going to sue. That's what they're afraid
the
of.
The sue shit is over
okay,
with.
Okay, but you know what? You haven't proven that.
Bullshit.
How long has it been since you sued somebody?
What?
When's the last time you sued somebody, you said?
Somebody, meaning somebody away from my family?
Yes.
Anybody.
Other than my family, years. Years.
You know what you should also do? In there, you should make it a big,
and
big
case.
And
we're kicking his ass.
Well, what you should say is this. Look at how they raised me. They raised me like a fucking goat.
No.
I've become a dreadful person.
No.
I'm a homophobic, misogynistic,
yeah, but he's really good at
pig.
It.
No.
And that's because of bad parenting.
Wrong.
The judge will award you the money instantly. Am I right? I don't know law
Wrong.
That well, but Mole, am I right on this one?
Wrong.
Well, you got to look at nature versus nurture and how he's affected by both the surroundings at 7722 Reseda.
Oh, so now you're giving away my home address.
He didn't tell your apartment number.
I'm just saying.
Did he say your apartment number?
He doesn't have to. He's
what is your apartment number?
None of your business.
It's 102? Okay, it isn't 102. But
lying.
It doesn't matter. It's just a
Shut
building.
Shut the fuck up.
And Scam Master, you beat yourself up too, but mostly on a skateboard. And when are we going to sign your new neck cast?
You can't.
Why?
What do you mean
I
we
won't
can't?
Allow it.
Why?
What?
Because.
Why?
Because I want it nice and clean.
Why?
Because it's mine.
Well, right. How long are you going to have it on?
I think till the 10th.
You're getting rid of it soon. Whenever you have a cast, you have all the people who love you and care about you signing.
No.
I say we sign it today.
No.
Who else? Just the big three.
How about only the people who visited him in the hospital?
No.
All right, that seems fair.
No.
The people that visited him in the hospital can sign it. All right,
no.
I visited him. Mole, you were there. Mary Jane, were you? Mary Jane was there.
Signatures.
Who
it
else was
be
there?
Nice and clean.
Oh, you only have three clean ones.
I don't want it touched.
How about we just do this, though? I just give you my signature and my new emblem that I put on everything, which is a big penis.
Fuck you.
All right.
You know, what if that is an idea, though? What if we just draw...
Forget it.
Off to the side like a tattoo.
It's not a tattoo.
Can we sign your face?
It's not a cast.
Can we sign your neck where the scar is?
You're really Bogarting stuff,
very,
man.
Well, then, okay.
Very,
you know what?
What?
Look, I want this neck brace nice and clean.
Why?
Why?
Because
why?
Period.
Why?
Do you have a black brace event coming up?
What?
You know, like black tie, except if you can't get a tie and you get a brace, and they call it a black brace event.
Like where the strap is, he could put a bow tie right there.
Yeah. Let us draw a bow tie.
Wrong.
Just at the very least.
Why?
Just because I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay. Well, you
filthy.
Know what? I want to share the $10 shout outs today then.
Then
instead of you getting the whole thing.
Then be a thief because you're a crook anyway.
I'm a crook.
Yeah.
All right. Then that does it. You don't get any of the $10.
I don't get anything.
Well
yeah.
You know
fucking
what?
Mean sons of bitch.
If you've never
you
want to
make
before,
me fucking eat this whole
$10
fucking...
shout out. This is a segment on the show where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. Now, all you have to do is send us $10. Now, that's cash, no checks, no money orders. We want cold, hard cash. Right, Perry?
Cold, hard cash.
Right. So we don't want any of that legal mumbo-jumbo. Just send $10 cash, and you send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. That's for our $10 shouter. And so now it's time once again for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
We got a bunch of $10 shout outs.
We got
today,
a few
huh?
of them. We got a few of them. Cool. All right. This first one comes from Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Oh, I know those dudes.
Yeah, we both know them. We all three of us know them.
Okay. Big Three, secret location, West Hollywood, California. Dear Big Three, being three big fans, you can imagine our concern when rumors regarding Perry surfaced on the internet. It seems that somebody is trying to spread the rumor that Perry, in fact, is not bisexual, but in fact, heterosexual.
Thank you. It's about time somebody brings that to the attention of the world.
Since Perry has proven himself a champion in the gay movement, as well as in the numerous donations we have made to his charity, the Alliance for Homosexual Italian Americans, we know we would like to address this false rumor directly. However, if in fact this rumor is true, we'd like to ask the Scaremaster to reimburse us the money we've donated to the cause, and that's a total of $3,363.
Oh,
sincerely, three big fans, Bowers, Coast,
and Fisher.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. And then they sent this. Perry Caravello is back in black again.
Whoa, sweet.
Show me.
Let me see.
Is this? This is kind of cool.
It's a bookmark.
I don't know if it's a bookmark. Or it could be like the cover of
a
DVD or something like that.
Yeah, but it's laminated, so you could use it as a bookmark.
Well, I'll use it as a bookmark then.
You see back and said, "Whoa, what's he
it's
doing?"
It's just a picture of. Looks like
somebody. Can't really tell he's doing. He's wrestling.
Well, you
a dude.
See, it must be Perry because look at the scar on the back of the neck.
And you see, he's got the tattoo, the Scaremaster tattoo.
Right.
But what's the guy in front of him doing?
I think he's getting a blowjob.
No, what?
Let me see.
Where is that picture taken?
Looks like a promo picture of something.
It's not. Look.
It's some other
first
guy with
off, that. Yes, that's my neck. Yes.
Oh, Scaremaster.
Here's the mistake. Here's the mistake.
No, that's the first
here's
step.
Here's the mistake.
No, you're admitting
look
it.
Look at the.
No, listen,
look,
that's your skateboard. Look that's at you. You just said
no,
it
was you. That's the wrong arm.
Let me see.
That tattoo is on my left arm.
Aha.
And over and on there, they make it on my right arm.
Oh, so
that's a fucking computer graph.
Uh-huh.
That's bullshit.
Let's see. Wait.
Okay.
Oh wait.
It's a computer graph.
Wait, what arm is it on?
It's my fucking left arm. I'll show it to you right now.
You just knocked over something.
Oh, you know what, dude? It was taken in a mirror. It was taken in a mirror. Look, you can see the frame of the mirror.
Oh, yep.
That's why it's the
that's
other arm.
Why. So it is your left arm after all. Good.
Okay.
So it was a picture just taken in a mirror.
Right. Okay.
Okay, read this one. This one is from Dylan James Scott of Connecticut.
Here you go.
Dear Don and Moe, come here. Great show, you guys. I love how you talk about pop culture and your own personal lives.
That's what we're known for.
My only problem with your show, however, is Perry Caravello, K-A-R. A-V-E-L-L-O. That K is supposed to be a C, a fucking KKK cocksucker. All right. He's a racist, greaseball Italian. I'm not a greaseball Italian. I'm a fucking great whopping sons of bitch. Homophobic, chauvinistic pig man. Yes, chauvinistic. Thank you.
You forgot monogenistic.
It's not in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pig man.
Got it.
All right. Hell, before you move mole... Moplay to the closing position, I would regularly shut off the podcast so I wouldn't be subjected to Perry's fat Italian racist hate speech of a corner. What? I really miss terrifying Tim, though. That faggot's a fucking lowlife. He's a more sensible and wholesome dude that really gets my sensibility. He's also an American hero. He's no American hero. He's a fucking fake.
You take that back right now.
He's a fucking fake.
He's
right a fake. Perry, however, is the exact opposite of anything that could be called a hero to anybody. Oh, I made a short list of problems that I think all of your listeners would share with Perry. Please be clear. If I have left anything out, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. Let's read them from the letter here, and I'm going to be honest straight from the heart. Number one, he stole dollars from Dan's wallet Sorry, guy, I didn't steal any dollars from Dan's wallet.
Yes, you did.
I stole money from Don's wallet. It was his wallet. Yes, I'll admit it. Thank you very much.
If I can just say one thing.
And I gave it back to Don when he found out.
Because you got caught. You know, the thing is, the funny thing about that whole day, you were coming over here to borrow money.
Right.
So you could go and you could actually pay your rent. And then I remember after you stole it, you still wanted the money. Yeah, you're just a jerk. Go on. Read on.
Number two, he used to sit outside of high school and eat lunch so he can stare at young girls. That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
It's a lie.
Do you remember when he was telling us
about
that?
What high school?
I don't know, but I remember they actually came up to you and they said, I don't know, security at the school. They said that you can't eat there anymore. And then you left.
That's a lie.
I remember you were upset about it. Let's say that I could get a phone call of that exact phone call that you made to me. Would you believe me then?
Get the exact phone call.
Okay. Down the road, we'll get that.
Get that exact phone call.
Well, it's so funny because I record every one of my phone calls.
I know
I've
you
ever
do.
Had.
I know you do.
So somewhere,
that's why I want that exact phone call.
Okay, and we'll get it.
I repeat, do you remember when he went
to some high school during lunch and he would sit there?
Yeah, in the car and watch that girl, and then the girl was like, hey,
"What
and the
girl?
Dude. Yeah,
what
like,
high school
kids?
Never in my life.
And you know what?
Did I hang outside
really?
Any high
really?
Schools?
Really? Really?
Oh, really?
You're
yeah,
a liar.
Really?
That
really?
Time, that time when you were in your truck and that girl lodged that complaint, the cops talked to you about.
Let me tell you something.
There was one time I made a delivery at a high school with printing. One time.
Okay, what happened?
One time.
What happened?
I made the delivery at the high school.
But something happened.
Somebody, because you were furious.
Oh, yeah, well, who filed the report? Who was the girl who filed the report saying that you were hanging around
Harry,
your truck?
You just can't even remember anything.
Yeah, okay.
You know, all right,
number three.
You probably don't even remember the trafficking in child pornography. Or killing Nathaniel. Or the countless
that.
Other
killing
ways
Nathaniel.
That
I don't even
victimized
know
the youth of America.
Okay, just because you don't know him doesn't mean you don't know.
Children.
There's
children
people that
the
kill
future.
People in car accidents. Yeah. They didn't know who they killed. They just were dead.
Number three, he purposely got Dolly pregnant just so he could have a place to stay when he was rightfully killed. Oh, rightfully kicked out of his mother's. I knew her menstrual cycle, and I squirted in her. That's true. I'm not going to deny it.
Sweet.
Number four.
At least one thing you're...
I never blew anybody. I blew that guy back in 92 for a SAG card. I never blew anybody.
His name's
I jerked
Randy
him
Callahan,
off.
If you don't remember.
I never blew him. I jerked him off. He blew me.
That's right.
Number five. He beat his wife because he forgot... Oh, because she forgot oregano in a meal that she lovingly made for her husband. Number six, he raped his own. No, wrong, motherfucker. I never raped anybody. My mother was raped by an auto mechanic.
Go on.
Yeah, the
Is
auto
that
mechanic.
Not true?
The auto mechanic raped my mom at the garage.
I remember that from the first season of the podcast.
I remember that too. I don't know
why they changed
it
around. I'm not bragging about it.
Okay, just let's not talk about that.
Okay, he has his own. Let's see. He has been known to distribute. No, it's wrong. That was not
child pornography, right?
That was not. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. But it's not child pornography. There was one little picture, and I showed it to you.
You know what?
One victim.
I had one little picture, and I showed it to you on a fucking on my cell phone. You fucking faggot.
John F. Kennedy was just one.
He constantly uses racist and homophobic slurs. Correct. He constantly threatens his best friend with lawsuits. Who's my best friend? And I sue. I never threatened my best friend with lawsuits. And in the past has testified against the sued his friends and is currently suing his own family. Well, we've got for a good goddamn good reason. And Perry Caravella with a K likes, never know, wrong. Never liked sucking dick, never will suck a dick. And that's bullshit. This sounds like something that Rucka Rucka Ali would write.
Is it a new song?
No. Wish. Let's see. I know you guys are looking for sponsors, and while I am not a corporation, I am willing to sponsor Perry singing Back in Black by sending in $5 for every time I hear Perry sing this on his podcast. No, I don't give a shit. Your friend Dylan James Scott. I'm not singing today because I'm not well enough to.
Well, do you think you'd want to sing if we signed your cast?
You're not signing my neck brace.
I thought you said we were going to.
I said no.
I thought you said before yes.
No.
Why do I have a pen out ready to sign it?
No. You are not to put a pen on this pot, on this neck
just
brace.
Just my
no!
signature.
No.
Mole signature.
Period.
Mary signature.
No.
We write back.
No.
Gang sign.
No.
Just our tag.
God damn, you guys are fucking
what
whining.
What can we put on there?
Nothing.
Why do you want it clean?
Because.
It's going to clash with everything else in your life.
Okay, let's read this next one.
Okay.
God.
Hello, Big Three. As one of the fans who actually supports Perry's Corner, these past several podcasts without Perry's Corner have been really missing something very special. I always love to hear Perry's thoughts on current events, pop culture, and politics. I propose to have Perry's Corner replaced with a segment I would call Perry's Apologies. Goes without saying that Perry consistently is offending someone or doing something that hurt the Big Three podcast. Like the time he told you he was going to Big Bear to pray. And reflecting his
relationship. I never said
Lord,
I was going the Big Bear to just
but instead
pray.
Spent $500 on an unfinished rap song with a greasy Italian dirtbag.
What?
I feel that it is important to realize we are all humans and make mistakes, or even important Java homemen like Perry screw up from time to time. But since Perry F's up almost all the time, he should be allowed to speak from his heart and beg forgiveness from the groups of people he consistently offends with his disgusting Italian attitude and the slick foul-mouthed man pig language he uses. We all deserve a second chance, and in Perry's case, a second chance every day. Personally, I love Perry. He's an incredibly funny entertainer. Still want to hear his thoughts every podcast. So if Perry's Corner is not a possibility any longer, would you find any hearts to allow a Perry's Apology segment? It doesn't have to be his show's closer, but I think all the fans out there agree that mole play is the best thing on the show.
Absolutely.
I've included $20 because I'm asking for two shout-outs. One is a shout-out for you that you just read, and one is to say that Mary Jane is a wonderful person, and that $10 should go to her. Since this is a special request for Dan and Mo's consideration, I'm also including an extra dollar that should be split between them or given to my role model in life, Scary Perry. Scare Master Blasters for life, Christy from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Hey, Christy.
It's a girl?
No, it's Chris D.
Chris.
Chris
D.
D. Christopher D.
Dear Mr. Caramello, I am the CEO of a large entertainment company, and I want to offer you a full-time job that will provide you with the wealth a man of your talent deserves. Well, that's nice.
Let's see what he's got to offer.
During the Big Three podcast on December 31st, 2011, you performed a feat of genius and professionalism that is unequaled in the entertainment business. During that episode of Mole Play, you performed a sensual massage over the phone on John Quincy Adams. It is clear you know how to please a man, given that you brought Mr. Adams to an orgasm in a matter of seconds. Mr. Caramello, with your experience in bringing men to climax, we want you to become a phone sex operator at 9100 cum load. We're prepared to pay you $3 per minute for your services.
Oh, whoa.
This translates up to $1.6 million a year.
Okay.
And you can work from home. Mr. Caravello, you've given pleasure to so many men around the world. Please join the Cumload family and share your gift with so many more. Cornelius Vanderbilt, CEO, 9100 Cumload. Well, it's do you really think those numbers are right? $1.6 million a year?
Tell them to contact me.
Well, you tell them to contact you. Yeah. You know what you should do?
How do I contact them?
Well, you know what? Maybe you should do a little sample of what...
Well, maybe we'll be hearing that later on.
A little phone sex? But see, I'm not into...
Just, you know, let's move on. Any more $10 shout-outs?
Well, here's one. I don't know if you want to read it because they didn't give us any money, but it seems from Stairmaster. This guy's upset.
It's kind of, not that I think it's great that someone wrote us a letter, but it's unfair to all the other people who sent in the $10.
I agree with you, but it's from Cashford Gold, attorney at law.
Oh, then we should read it. Oh, this is not a $10 shout out. This is a legal letter.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I think you messed us up, dude.
How did I mess you up?
What does it say? Should we read it?
Read it to me.
Dear sirs, it has come to my attention that Perry F. Caramello, a member of your Big Three podcast, has been promoting himself as, quote, the Stairmaster at numerous comedy events.
What?
He's done that
just
numerous
times.
Just let me read it.
AIDS clinics and hospital waiting rooms. Mr. Caramello must stop all such references immediately. Stairmaster is a fully licensed subsidiary of Core Fitness with all the rights and privileges guaranteed within. I'm sorry, therein.
It's a lie.
Mr. Caramello is willfully violating our copyright for his financial gain. We here at the Core Fitness Corp have many different products, all of which are trademarked, including our very own Stairmaster.
Can I cut in?
Our products promote healthy living, and Mr. Caramello is the complete opposite of healthy. We do not want our brand tarnished with his dirty HIV-positive face or his shrill, unfunny voice. That seems unnecessary. Let it be known that further use of our, quote, Stairmaster trademark by Mr. Caramello will lead to more aggressive action from our legal team, respectfully,
legal
Cashford
team.
Gold, attorney of law.
First right off, there. They're not right pronouncing there. My name correctly, one.
It doesn't matter.
It sure the hell does.
It doesn't matter.
It has a lot
but
to do with it.
But it doesn't matter. They're it core makes fitness, every... dude. It's core fitness.
It's bullshit.
Right in the thing that
well,
it's core
okay,
fitness.
Okay, I'll just tell you this. First of all, they didn't give us a $10 shout-out. They got free promotion. And
I
bullshit.
I bet they're going to sell a lot of stuff from that.
I don't know what's going on, but you know what? I think they could sue us.
They can't sue us.
I don't think we call Perry the Stairmaster anymore.
I'm not going to.
The Stairmaster? It's called Scaremaster.
Well, it's close, and they could get you into that. They could say that it's too close.
I am the Scaremaster.
Well, anyway.
Not the Stairmaster. I'm not a fitness guru.
We know that.
I am a comedic guru.
You're what?
I'm a comedic guru.
No, you're not. You're far from that. All right, anyway, let's close this segment up. That was another $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
I was reading what was going on the internet this past week, and a lot of people, like that one guy, he mentioned something about Perry's Corner.
And?
Well, they want to bring it back. And
okay.
I personally...
Who wants to bring it back?
Well, you saw the one letter.
The bosses?
Did you hear who said this, Perry?
No.
The bosses.
Which bosses? Who are the bosses?
Come on, don't.
Podcast bosses.
I don't even know who they are.
The pod bosses?
You don't know those people?
No, I don't.
When they send a message from upstairs... I don't know what to do because... As you know, last week, Perry was supposed to do a movie review. He started out spectacular in his first movie review. What was that for?
Cruising.
Yeah, he was great in that.
Speaking of cruising, how about those Italian cruise ship drivers, huh?
Oh, God, that's so sad.
What's sad? Because they let an Italian drive a boat?
Did you hear that he was hot-dogging around the island?
He was a fucking nut. He was a fucking idiot.
From what I understand, he had so many chains around his neck that he got caught on the steering wheel. You know those fucking Italians. They're morons.
Not all of them.
Tell me. Name one famous.
See, I thought
name
you would
an,
go
an,
with the environmental.
Oh, now you want me to name famous Italians?
Name one Italian that's ever made it in life.
Mario Andretti.
Okay, perfect.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah, who else?
Al Pacino.
Here's what I pictured. When that boat was going down, think of the film of Italian gook and fucking, you know, cologne and fucking hair gel that was in the ocean. I'll bet you numerous fish died from that.
Like I care about the fucking fish that died from hair gel and stupid shit like that.
Those fucking Italians are just, they're just greasy.
Those fucking Italians?
Greasy,
what about them fucking
people?
Irish pigs?
Yeah, the backbone of the fucking world.
The backbone of the fucking world.
Where can you find a leprechaun? Not in Italy.
What do you need a leprechaun for?
Hey, did you hear about the Italian cruise ship propellers?
Uh-uh.
They go through the Pacific. They go through the Atlantic. But when they go up on an island, they go wop, 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 wop.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good joke.
This fucking disgusting group of people. What?
You know, why don't you...
it's a little offensive.
Hey,
I'm
you
Italian.
Polack piece of shit. Why don't you,
There you go. You've got... Did you plan this, Perry?
No, I didn't plan nothing. That's the next
anyway,
subject.
Well, listen. So we tried to do something with Perry's Corner. It sucked. It was really, really bad every time because you never came prepared. Then we decided, let's get rid of Perry's Corner. Let's let Mole Play headline the show. Our ratings have gone through the roof.
All right.
So okay. We came up with you to do a movie review. Your first movie review, fantastic. When he did Cruising with Al Pacino, it was a great movie review. You talked about something.
It was a great movie.
Then our last show, you did Midnight Cowboy.
Another great movie.
It was so bad we didn't even put it in the podcast.
Because it wasn't even recorded correctly.
No, it was recorded. Well, all right. There was a little of that, but there was also...
And he was also thrown off from Perry Pie Time that week, too.
Yeah.
It was an especially difficult Perry Pie Time.
So what I think we should do is we should try it again. Now, we had you review another movie.
A gay film, something I'm totally against.
What's that? A movie
what
called
the movie?
Making Love with Kate Jackson, Harry Hamlin.
Charlie's Angel.
Absolutely one of the most beautiful women in the world. So Kate here we're going to try it again. Let's see how this works. Here's Perry's review of the film classic, Making Love.
First off, when I saw this movie, I was disgusted because of it being a gay film. Completely disgusted.
All right, can I just, before you get into this, here's the message that you left for me.
Since you like me leaving fucking voice messages, you piece of shit, here's my last voice message to you if you don't want to use me ever again. This fucking faggot film that you had me buy at Amoeba, they said it was in the gay section. I kind of figured, okay, it's going to be a fucking film that's going to piss me off, and I'm doing it ever. Making Love. Yeah, they took Kate Jackson. They treated her like shit, okay? You got two cocksuckers in there wanting to fucking blow each other. This film, yes, it had a plot, but it was disgusting. If you ever want me involved in your life as a human being again, if you ever want me to do a fucking other movie review, if it's gay, I will fire the fucking shit out of you and your cheap shit, lowest and fuck, paying company because you pay me shit money. I do a fucking great job and you know it and you don't have a show about me. So, take that to the bank, motherfucker, because I'm the best you ever got, and you ain't got shit without me. And if more famous stuff, go fuck yourself.
Okay, beautiful.
That's all you have to say? Why are you screaming at me like a madman?
Because I was disgusted over you fucking getting me a movie.
This is a
spoiler alert.
The
just
number
tell us
one.
About the movie.
Wait a second. Before you come down on me, the people that select these movies are the bosses of the podcast. Can we argue with them?
Yeah, no. You're the boss of the podcast.
No, I'm not the boss of the podcast. Who's the boss of the podcast?
I'm not even going to talk about it right now.
Okay,
I'm not
see?
Get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble either. We're not supposed to talk about these people. All right, anyway, on with your. On with your movie review.
The nice thing I'm going to say about this movie, it had a good opener, a good middle, and a good closure. And it was a movie, okay? It was a film, all right? I'm not going to bullshit about that. It was a film.
It wasn't a book. It was not a play.
It was a movie.
It wasn't a quilt.
Shut the fuck up, Mole. This is my corner. This is my
it's
review.
Not your corner. It's your movie
my
review.
My movie review.
You've had
right?
the Perry's Corner can.
Shut up, Don. It's
but
my...
Just
wasn't an
hold
anchor,
on. Just one
wasn't
second.
It was a unicorn. It wasn't
God
a gumball.
Just a second. Do you remember this song?
It's Perry's Corner.
That was the theme to Perry's Corner, something we no longer do here on the show. Now go on with your movie review, or we'll cut that out.
Movie review. Making Love. It's about these two guys and this wife. Her husband is a doctor who's got these weird ideas going through his mind. So he leaves the hospital or the doctor's office, and he fucking goes where? To a fucking gay bar? To pick up on guys? What's his retarded fucking problem? Dude, you are married to a woman for 8 years. yeah, KJX might not have big tits and shit. Okay. I guess he's not into big tits like I am. I guess he's not into a fine, fit fucking babe like I am. But, okay. He goes out for guys? And then he picks up on this guy that kind of looks like Mark Wahlberg.
Is he your type? I think you think Mark Wahlberg is attractive.
Shut the fuck up.
As a man goes.
In the movie that I saw is what the guys are looking at. Anywho,
Mark Wahlberg?
Whatever. All right. The guy, fuck it. All right. Let me finish, please. Do not interrupt me or I'm done.
No. You will do your movie review.
I'm doing my movie review. Well,
don't threaten to say you're done.
And do it professionally.
I'm doing everything professionally.
Yeah, well,
I'm here, right? That's professionally.
You start going on about Mark
You're
Wahlberg.
Not being professional by interrupting me, motherfucker. Shut your mouth. This is my movie review.
Touche.
Kabish? All right. Now, about making love. It had a clean opener. Husband, wife, doctor, Kate Jackson's his wife. He's doing this, that, and the other thing in the doctor's office. And then all of a sudden he goes into this bar. All men are there. There's not one girl in the bar. Not one. I'm thinking in the back of my mind, oh boy, another one of these stupid films. Then I'm thinking in the back of my mind also, oh, something that Don wants me to review.
It's not me. It's the bosses. I have nothing to do with it.
Just to get me pissed off. Okay? All right? The bosses. Who the fuck are the bosses that I do not know the bosses? What, John Quincy Adams?
No.
I don't know the bosses. And I want to meet these bosses.
Well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, dude.
Well, who's the bosses? Introduce me to the bosses. Okay?
Introduce me to the bosses.
What?
Exactly. So, the
Anyhow,
movie?
Now, and you know, the this guy's a doctor, and he goes into this gay bar and picks up on this, I don't know if I should say picks up on, or the guy at the bar picks up on the doctor, and it's kind of like the way I pick up on women.
Oh,
right?
How's that?
You go into a club, a bar, yeah. You talk to him.
And you go, hey, you want to jerk each other off?
Can I suck your dick?
You want to suck my dick?
No, I don't. I'm just asking just if smashed. That's the way you say that to a woman.
I don't tell a woman that I want to suck her dick.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing in the gay bar?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm confused by this whole thing.
I know.
Finish the movie review.
Man. Anywho, I didn't like the movie. Bottom line, because of it being
How
so gay.
How many thumbs ups?
None. Zero.
None? So you wouldn't recommend this?
I would not recommend this movie to anybody.
How many
straight.
Flame?
How does it end?
It ends where the two guys are I forget the guy's name. Derek or
Martin Balsam?
Whatever. Anyway, he's living with somebody and then I guess he gets a phone call from a friend of him and his wife that passed away, and then they
David Jansen.
They go to this funeral, and he stands deep in the background at the graveyard, and then all of a sudden, him and Kate Jackson see each other, and they hug and kiss.
Making love, and they start making love.
Did you cry at all?
No. Why would I cry in a fucking faggot film?
How many flaming fedoras are you getting?
Mole, blew it out your ass, you fucking queer.
No, I think we were giving away how many...
I think it was flaming fedoras, dude.
No, I think it was something to do with his spinal cord.
Oh, yeah, it was how many vertebrae?
How many vertebrae do you give this one?
Zero.
Zero. There was nothing good about this movie
All right. The thing that I appreciated about this film... was it had an opener, a middle, and a closure. Meaning it was a movie.
And was it a happy ending?
I don't like it because of it being a gay film.
But was it a happy ending?
No, it wasn't a happy ending.
Okay, well, the good thing is this. I will say this. You actually did do a very good review. And
you Thank you.
And you told your opinion. And that's all that we want. All right. The bosses have said the next movie that you're going to review for next week is a movie called Longtime Companion. I don't know.
If it's another gay movie, I am done with doing movie reviews, and I'm done with doing the podcast, and I will say good riddance to you guys.
You say good day, sir. You'll say good day, sir.
You got it.
You'll say good day.
You got it.
You will say good day, sir.
If it's a faggot film,
you know
I will not buy it.
How about if it's a professionally made film that people took the time and the energy?
I am just blown away. I am blown away by your disrespect to the movie
To the movie industry?
Yes.
If I look, I am.
Okay, how about this? How about another Al Pacino one? How about Angels in America?
You're going to go up against the bosses? The bosses have said right here.
I think he's
Longtime Companion.
I think I remember that movie. It was a pretty intense movie.
Who stars in it?
The guy.
If it's a gay movie, again, I am not reviewing it.
Who cares?
I'm not buying it.
Condition, whatever, whoever's in it.
You can't look at a movie? Can you watch a cartoon?
I look at all. I can look at cartoons.
Would you blow a cartoon? No, you wouldn't. So you wouldn't blow a guy.
It's the same difference. You're not going to have sex with Warhorse.
No, absolutely not. Are you gonna let a unicorn eat your ass? No.
But a unicorn gets eaten. A unicorn does get eaten. In the first
Come
Harry
on,
Potter
Perry.
Movie?
If it's a gay movie, you just give your review on it.
And then you pay me for it.
I'm not paying. You're going to go back to money.
Okay.
I have to, because I got to spend money to buy the movie.
I'll give you the money for the movie.
You get the money for the movie.
Okay.
This is how we lock in the studios, dude.
Dude, are you this crazy?
I'm nuts.
Perry, let me just tell you this. Can I say one thing? Now, this is kind of off the record. Do you know why we haven't got a reality show right this second? Why we haven't started?
Because I'm this crazy.
Because you are homophobic. And in this day and age, the studio executives are sometimes homosexual. And they're not buying
into
you. Oh,
you're talking about John Quincy Adams. I'm sorry. I forgot about him. Whoops.
Stop
I forgot all about
mic.
That guy.
Stop playing with the mic.
All right.
Okay, the point is Perry, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it so you can get back in their good graces. If these movie reviews are the ones that they want you to watch, then that's what you should do and stop complaining. Did it hurt you to watch this movie, Making Love?
No.
Did it hurt you?
No, it didn't hurt me.
So next week,
Angels in America. Thank you. Thank you, Will.
Well, you know what? We've had pretty intense talks so far, but again, here we are, the secret location and West Hollywood, California, just three guys sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Tell me if I'm right on this. You have a new nurse. What was that old nurse? Martha? The one from the hospital?
Martha.
Right.
She was only the nurse that gave me a sponge bath.
Right.
And she was the last one that washed your genitals.
But now you've got a new nurse.
Well, then
who
was the last lady that washed your genitals?
Maybe Susan, his new nurse that comes
no,
by his place.
No, Susan doesn't touch me.
What's Susan's job then?
Susan's job is just to put salve on my neck and check my vital signs and everything.
Have you ever gone up to her and kissed
She's
her?
She's old.
So what?
She's real old.
How old is real old?
I'm thinking in her late 70s.
Ooh.
Ooh, please.
Once you go gray,
it's time to stay.
Put the toys away.
Is it put the toys away
I don't
or
know.
It's time to stay?
Yeah, you'll always stay.
Does Susan make you nervous?
Oh, no, Susan.
Is there any sexual
Susan,
tension
no,
whatsoever
no sexual
between you and your nurse?
There's no sexual tension between
never.
Me and Susan.
Never. You've never masturbated
None.
To Susan's image.
None.
Never.
Zero.
All right, Susan walked in, and you were sitting there, and you, like, normally, when you have, like, a
Susan's
carrot
an old lady, fool.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's say Susan comes by, She says, hey, listen, I know I just put some salve on your neck normally. Let me shoot a roll of quarters out of my vagina.
Disgusting. You guys always push me to the limit.
Push me to the limit, yeah! Now, let me ask you one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
From what I've been seeing on the internet...
I really haven't been checking much
lately.
Yeah,
but people have been coming down, and I think that Nucka Nation might have a little problem.
What the fuck is this Wucka Wucka bullshit that's going on?
Well, you pissed them off, and you pissed off
Nucka
Nation.
Again? I haven't said shit to this.
Have you ever apologized?
Well, I don't apologize to a motherfucker that writes a song telling me I'm a faggot, telling me I have AIDS. Fuck him! He's a child!
A little unclear on your...
He's a fucking child!
I don't know what you're upset about.
Blow it out your ass.
Can I say something?
He's my daughter's age. He's
right.
A child.
That's why he might be your son-in-law.
He's not going to be my fucking son-in-law.
He said he'd be interested in doing that, at least having sex with her.
I know. I at least know my daughter has respect for her birth father that much.
From what I understand,
yeah,
Nucka Nation.
Yeah, fucking Nucka Nation.
What are they saying?
And how the fuck did they get my home phone number? Through you.
Really? Oh, really? It isn't because you put it on your website and things like that.
My
has
home number has never been on the.
Well, I don't give anybody your home
somebody
number.
Gave, somebody
okay,
got
Perry.
My fucking home
again,
number.
You're a freaking retard.
My
because you blame me for
number
everything. You blame me for everything.
Well, I have to.
Oh, of course you do, because you're too stupid to understand that you probably gave it to somebody and they're coming back and finally saying something to you.
Christ.
Couldn't
I don't
be your
know
fault.
Who got my home?
So
phone
what are
number?
They saying to you when they call?
This little piece of shit bitch. She's got this fucking attitude.
It's a
like
woman
she's
that
gonna,
calls you?
Yeah, some little cunt. I think it's that Sophie Rucka cunt. She's saying she's going to come over and fucking kill me and stab me and kill my daughter and throw us out the window or making that shit. I could sue somebody, but
you're
going to
sue again? Is that all you do? Haven't you learned that you never win when you sue anybody?
I never win?
Yeah.
What try again.
Or when have you won?
When have I won?
Yeah.
I never lose a case.
Okay. How about when
never
you, how about when you back that fucking idiot girl?
That cunt.
Right.
That,
don't mention her name.
I'm not going to mention that
and
cunt.
Don't say
you
dirty words
that
like that.
You
those
lost
are
that
hateful
one
words.
But
what
that,
happens
that
when you
one,
sued your
I,
family? You haven't
of
won that one. You've always lost. You've settled for much less than you deserved.
Well, at least I settled.
Okay, so you sued your family because they...
And it's not done. Okay. That lawsuit is...
And before that, who did you sue before that?
Tried to sue us.
But who did you sue before that? Dan?
I don't remember who I was
you
in
don't
a lawsuit
remember
with.
You sue so many people, you don't
I mean,
remember
I was in
sued
a lawsuit against Jimmy Kimmel and shit.
Okay, you sued
and
them.
And I settled.
You settled. So you took money from them. For what? What for?
I don't even want to get into it.
Oh, because you know you're wrong?
They're
wrong?
That should not have been done.
Yeah,
who shouldn't have done it?
So why don't you give them back the money you took from them?
There's nothing there!
But you took
it. I lived on it!
But why? So you kind of stole it from them. Hey, I think you should give those dudes back their money, man.
Yeah, why don't you give them the money back?
Then why is it that I never got residuals on my movie?
No,
nobody
movie
did.
On what movie?
Wait, who got
our
residual
movie, excuse
who got
me
residuals on it?
You did.
No,
yeah,
I
you
did.
No,
really?
No,
you made
really
money.
No, we
how
did
we
made the same amount of money,
money
on
the
me
same amount of money as you.
We all made the same amount.
And then you screwed us from getting another movie because you sued everybody. And you made money off that. So basically, you made more money than we did.
So where's our money?
Yeah.
You guys have a
on
job.
The first,
with
what does it
that
doesn't
have
matter.
To do with
it has
anything
nothing to do with the
so you're
going to
go up to
movie
anyone who has a job and say, I'm going to sue you because
no
I don't have money?
You made more money than we did.
But you stole that money.
Oh, huh? Christ.
And he stopped us from making a second movie. And now we can't do
we're
a reality
not
show because everybody thinks you're going to sue them.
I'm not going to sue
yeah
anybody.
Well, you just, all you do is everything you, every time you get a chance, you mention, I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue them.
Whoa, you guys, I'm getting a call.
Okay.
You know who's calling? Rucka
Ali?
No.
Who?
JQA.
Hello, lover boys. Everyone working for the weekend?
Yay, Mr. Rams, what's up?
Lover boy joke there. Well, listen, Good news. I'm on the mend.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize something's going sick. On.
Oh, you didn't hear what happened to me?
No.
Well, I broke my neck whilst in a skateboarding accident.
Just like Scaremaster.
John Quincy Adams.
No, I'm joshing, of course. I'm joshing. I wouldn't be skateboarding. I'm a grown adult. At least that's how the court deems me. Anywho, I just thought I'd get a little sympathy like the Scaremaster seems to have sewn all up.
Yeah, he's a pity Bogart.
Yes, Walter, he is a bit of a pity Bogart. Aren't you, Perry? The pity Bogart.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Listen. Let's move on. Let's move on to something fun.
Move forward.
Who's ready to come celebrate my birthday with me? I'm having a party, and you're all invited.
Cool.
Where is this, and when is this?
Hey, how old are you?
Well, as for how old I am, a gentleman never asks an age. But pull my short hairs, I'm turning 30. There, I said it.
What?
30, that sounds 30 little.
Times three.
Listen, opinions aside, let me give you some deets on the shindig. It will be, are you ready, an Alice in Wonderland theme.
Oh, that's fine.
Costumes provided, though they are minimal since I've secured a venue. Are you holding on to your hats?
Yes, so, yeah, sure.
I've secured the recently renovated and deloused All Men Steam Heat Bathhouse Nude Male Club. Clothing absolutely not optional.
Oh.
I don't really know if this is our type of party.
Nonsense. Listen, it's going to be a naked riot. Listen. Don, I see you as the Cheshire Cat, wearing nothing but your enigmatic grin. Mole,
yeah.
You will be the bottle of narcotics demanding to be consumed. And Perry, you are my Mad Hatter. Nude, but for your top hat and maniacal laughter. Thoughts?
Sorry.
Why? You
do something.
Well, I think you're missing one important thing. Yours truly will be our Alice. Launching myself down a long, dark hole. Sounds yummers?
I don't know.
Maybe, dude.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put you three down as a soft maybe. Now, who's up for a chuckle?
Do it, Alice.
All right, here we go. Which bones are they that always grow larger and shorter?
Trombones, dude. Piece of cake.
Spot on. I'll see you all in Wonderland, Funderland. Toodles.
Later.
Hi, Mr. Adams. You guys want to go to that all-nude man steam bath?
No, thank
Alice
you.
Alice in Wonderland, Funderland party?
Well, I think that we should at least make an appearance, all of us, don't you?
Just to be nice, we should show our faces.
Go there and say that, okay, maybe the three of us go together, because we're kind of used to
We'll just stop
walk
by
in, them. Walk out.
We walk in naked, dressed like...
What?
Well, you're the Mad Hatter, I'm the narcotics, and you're the Cheshire Cat.
I don't walk in anywhere naked.
Ah, come
with
on.
Two guys.
We go in there for 2 seconds. We say,
hey, what's happening, Mr.
We
Adams?
We give him a big hug in the steam room.
And then get out of there. What
close
do you think?
Close on, not close off.
They didn't even give us a date.
They said you can't wear clothes in the steam bath.
So you're not going to do this?
I'm not getting naked for a bunch of guys.
What are you
in there for 2 minutes?
If I get paid for it, yes.
Everything's paid. This is a guy that can give us to another level, help us out with a reality show.
All right, if he can help us out with a reality show,
right.
Maybe.
We got to go to his birthday party.
And even if he can, we're just going to stop by and say hi. We're going to go in this naked steam bath, dressed like Alice in Wonderland characters, say hi, give him a hug, have some cake in the sauna, and get out of
there. And if you don't want to go, maybe you could take a picture of yourself completely naked wearing
the Mad Hatter hat on.
Right.
All right.
So.
Can I sell some skateboards?
No.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to do that for a while because you're so fucking greedy.
Oh, Christ.
Well, it's Wonderland Funderland, dude.
Well, you got to remember, sometimes you got to be punished for being an asshole. You've done nothing except ruin us. But what we can do is this. You know, this is another thing you had a chance at, being part of the ASM Plumbing and Porn commercials.
You hired your...
No, Tim Perpetic took over after you wouldn't do them right. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. And if you don't want to take my word for it, why not hear the words and the wisdom of an American hero? He's a good friend of the show and a skateboard enthusiast. It's Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, what's wrong with China?
Nothing's wrong with China.
Thank you.
It's just those boards are going to break within 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, see, everything you say is negative about
China.
Everybody.
Not that they're negative. It's proven.
You put down the Chinese people.
Oh, I've got nothing against Chinese people.
You just said. We've
My best friends have Chinese.
Well, you don't have any friends.
I don't have any friends.
What's your Chinese friend's name?
John.
John.
I've known him since 1972. 72 or 73. Arlington Heights, Illinois. We've been best friends ever since. Third grade.
You think John wants to come to John Quincy Adams' party?
I don't know. I don't want another guy. It's just, I think...
They're both named John.
John lives in Arizona now.
We don't fly him out.
No, let's not fly
anybody
out.
He can be the dormouse.
No, I don't want to do that. I feel a little uncomfortable being naked anyway. I don't mind in front of the two of you because we're buddies. We've known each other a long time.
I think John will help loosen things up.
I think he's going to make me feel uncomfortable. He might make Perry feel better, but he's going to make me feel uncomfortable.
All right, the March Hare.
Look,
be the March
John
hare.
And I are not gay.
Who asked you if you were gay?
Wow, somebody's feeling Jeez. A little guilty.
Well, boy, oh boy, that came out of nowhere.
You're getting around you guys in a fucking gay house.
Yeah, but nobody mentioned anything about you and John being gay.
Nobody ever said that.
Why would you say something
Yeah, that's
like
John
that?
Quincy Adams.
He's the real Fruit Loop.
Yeah, but why would you say about you and your friend John not being gay? No one brought that up.
That you know, being in here. A... In a bathhouse, I don't like those places.
Yeah, how do you
those,
know?
Those were a
how
bunch of...
When's the last time you were in a bathhouse?
Never been in a bathhouse.
So how do you know if you don't like them?
It's gay. Okay.
Oh, really? Well, what if they have foosball and a flat screen TV and all the free Slurpees
And
you
what
can
if
have?
In this bathhouse, it was a co-ed bathhouse where there was hot chicks?
That's... If it's a co-ed bathhouse, it's a different story.
Yeah, but this isn't. This is the all-male, all-nude bathhouse.
Well, you're pretty negative about everything. Okay, you know what? Well, I see the clock on the wall. We got to hurry up and get out of this. So we're going to do the best thing that we do on this show.
Our new exercise video?
No, we're not going to do that. No. Some have called this the best thing done on airwaves today. It's time once again for a little... Mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
All right, now, Mole, I don't even know what the procedure is anymore. Are we supposed to say anything
yes.
about some
okay,
kids?
Okay, here's what
All
we
right.
do. Okay. Here at Mole Play, we have a long-standing history of trying to right the wrongs we've done with children. From the children who choked on our mole play pieces to the children who died from poisoning from the ink on our mole play pieces, we always try to do right where we did wrong.
Except for Perry.
So many other people who have killed children like Nathaniel and refused to...
I never killed anybody.
And have trafficked in child pornography.
Oh. Never killed anybody, never trafficked...
There's two
any
strikes
child
on
pornography.
A guy.
Those people refused to
Lying
say we're
son
sorry.
Of a bitch.
But in mole play... We say we're sorry, but also that we are in no way related to Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
Okay, now if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. Now here's where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he'll even take something from what we've talked about earlier in the show. He'll then cast a scene, then he'll direct the scene. So Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, today we are going to talk about an opportunity that was handed to Scaremaster earlier in the show during the $10 shoutouts, where he was recruited, if you would, by a man who does online telephone erotica stuff. Okay. Now, Scaremaster is a fine actor, and much like Harry Hamlin...
Wait a minute, hold everything.
I don't think
Wait a minute,
really
hold everything. Do you really think that Perry's a good actor?
Totally.
He ever done?
Windy City Heat, The Bank Job.
I've done a lot of films.
Look at you! Look at. Did you just see his face
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, I did.
When
I've
you said The Bank films. Job, he just was beaming, like, look at me. I've got two movies under my belt.
Well, I don't think the bank job was anything special.
No, why?
I think you
were.
Well,
because it was just the one drug scene.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, that drug scene could have been three scenes.
But exactly. Because you know what? You grab the camera and you don't let it go because you have those eyes that really connect with
Thank
things.
You.
Now, Scaremaster can't rely on his eyes. He has to use his voice and show that he is a wonderful actor. And much like Harry Hamlin, who was not, in fact, totally gay in real life.
Didn't know that.
I'm not gay in real life
exactly.
either.
Exactly. In the movie, he had to portray one as an actor. Scaremaster will be auditioning and mole playing as the hottest new young first day on the job homoerotic phone sexer.
Oh, perfect.
Dan is calling a suicide hotline and misdials and ends up calling the homoerotic hotline. He wants to kill himself, but Scaremaster wants to get him off. Moleplay.
Wait, before you say that, I'd like you to introduce Moleplay again, but I want to say this. This might be one of the most important Moleplays we've ever done because of the subject matter.
It touches on some important things.
I hear you.
Moleplay.
Hello.
Hey, I don't know, man. I'm attracted to men, and I don't think I should live anymore.
What turns you on about men, and why is it that you don't want to live?
God, you seem like you understand everything about me. I don't feel so bad anymore. What's your name?
My name is Chuck. What's your name?
My name is Chuck, too.
Chuck and Chuck like to suck and fuck.
Oh, God.
So, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
You sound very strong. What do you look like?
I'm an Italian, you know, like Al Pacino.
Oh, God. Can I just tell you something? Probably the only men aren't attracted to are Italians. Just their greasy demeanor, their fucking stupid, their overzealous behavior. Like they're something special when most of these guys are just freaking morons. But I'll tell you something, just by your voice.
You want to suck my dick?
God, putting it that way, yes, I would.
Unzip. Zip.
What was that, like the guy on Police Academy? Some more sound effects. Just some more sound effects.
Oh, whoa. I don't know what's going on over there, but
I... make a helicopter go. Machine gun. It's a machine gun. It's a machine gun. To the helicopter. Slower.
Oh, I don't know what's going on, but you're purring like a little kitty. Oh, yeah. What are you doing right now?
Getting all hard for you.
Really?
Oh.
Are you touching yourself?
Oh, yes.
Oh, tell me what you're doing.
Get like really horny for Dan. Look, you're getting really horny for Dan.
Come on, talk to me.
Oh.
Tell Dan how gay horny you
Dan?
Are.
Dan! Go fuck yourself.
He's
you
the guy
fuck.
Who's the suicide
hey,
guy.
Hey, can I just say one thing?
We're
you're
supposed
breaking
to be talking.
Character. Let's get back to the character.
Yeah, it's supposed
okay,
to be
back
Chuck.
To the phone call. Hey, Chuck. What are you doing, Chuck?
Oh, you got your lips around my meat mesh and cock crashing or mouth swallowing
oh,
fucking.
You just say everything so perfectly. Oh,
he's a cock swallower. You look at him. I mean, look at the size of that fucking lips over there.
Oh, you like Dan's lips. Tell Dan how much you like his lips.
You like my lips, huh? When I was in ninth grade, people used to call me Tuna. And I was always like, why? Because of my lips? And they go, yeah, Tuna. But you're saying nice things about him. Do you like my lips?
Those lips and a chick's asshole look the same to me. Ow!
Honestly, do you think girls like my lips?
Girls, maybe guys too.
Oh, so Scaremaster, you do like his lips.
Do you like my lips, yes or no? Let me ask you this. What's my better feature, my lips or my eyes?
Your eyes.
And that's Moleplay.
Moleplay, Moleplay, let's play Moleplay. Moleplay, Moleplay, let's play Moleplay. Moleplay!
I see the clock on the wall, and it's almost time to get out of here. By the way, a little program note. On Thursday, January 26th, I, with the rest of the cast from the Ding Dong Show, will be performing on the Naughty on Ice in 3D show. We'll be doing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ding Dong cast and I. So if you're in the area, it's 9 o'clock at the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. And I'm actually at the Comedy Store every single night. I close out the show. And on Mondays, I have the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Anything you have going, Mole?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store Tuesdays and Thursdays in the main room, 9 o'clock show. Tickets on Ticketmaster right now, or you go Live Nation.
Mole, that's a lie.
No, not really. I'm just hanging out.
Perry, you haven't been to the Ding Dong Show in a long time.
No, I haven't.
Would you like to come this Monday?
Okay.
So you'll do this Monday?
Show up.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock, the Comedy Store's come to the Ding Dong Show with special
Can
moron.
I get free parking? Because I don't have the money. I mean, I'm so effing broke.
I'll work that out, you quad. All right, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. You are at?
Perry F. Caravello.
Mole, do you have a Twitter account?
$10 shout-out is still the best way to reach
me. Excuse me, my Twitter is ScaryPerry818.
What's that?
My Twitter is ScaryPerry818.
Okay, and we're all on Facebook. Walter Molininski, Don Barris on Facebook.
Perry
F. Caravello. That's K-A-R-V-E.
C-A-R is in car. A-V is in Victor. E-double-L-O. If you spell my name with a K, I'll kick your fucking ass.
How can you do that? First of all, how are you going to know? Because no one would ever be able to get through if that's not how you spell it. So you wouldn't even know that they did.
Actually, I've been getting
threats.
I've been getting people spelling my name with a K on my fucking site.
Well, anyway, who gives a shit? Anyway, here let's do this. Here we go. Big three. All right. See you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't
thank
really
you.
See him.
Bye-bye.
Good point. Cool.